episode 49 of Anime and Us. I'm PJ.
And I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime from A to Z, sort of.
All right, guys, so last episode, we didn't spin the wheel because there's only one anime in Q.
Well, I'm sure there are other
Qs. Well, there's plenty of others, just not on the website we're using that has them all structured.
Oh, well, yeah. Or maybe there's just not any dub.
I'm sure there's gotta be one or two dub that's just not on the website. There's no way.
I mean, there's a lot of crap on this website, though.
There is a lot of crap on this website, goddamn. Anyway, so Queen's Blade Season 2, because the first time Q came around, obviously we did it since it's the only one.
Yeah, and it had multiple seasons, so.
I did the wiki part in the first episode. That we did, and on the last season.
Yeah, we don't actually do research, we just read the Wikipedia page.
Pretty much. I don't know if we have. But I did do a tiny bit of research for this, so I'm not reading in the wiki this time, just I read it last time. But if you didn't know, there's four or five seasons of Queen's Blade, and that came out when it came out years ago.
I think there's three main seasons, and then.
Yeah, there's like OVA or whatever.
There's a fourth season OVAs, yeah.
But apparently, now this stuff came out when it came out, I forget when, doesn't matter. But last year in 2018, it's 2019 at the moment, and I think it was spring or summer, I can't remember which, they started remaking the entire show, and it's still airing. They haven't stopped releasing episodes.
Well,
what the f***?
Well, I mean,
I can see why guys are into it.
Yeah,
that's pretty obvious.
It's pretty popular for a reason, and I like it because it's hilarious.
Man, yeah, it is so funny. There's two specific moments in the second season that made me die laughing. Like, I had to pause it because I'm just rolling laughing. It's so funny.
I think this might be the most hilarious show I've seen, honestly, and it's not intentional.
Exactly, but as far as rating something like this goes, I don't feel like we can rate it against regular anime. It's in a class of its own.
You know what?
Because if you rate it against other animes, it's shit. It's a one or a two. You can't. Don't watch it. It's
terrible. Right.
But if you watch it knowing it's bad, like a B movie, yeah. You know what I mean? If you know it's going to be bad and you can enjoy that, then it's going to be good.
Yeah, if you can enjoy the absurdity, and it knows what it is. It's
self-aware.
It really felt like these guys really wanted to write hentai but weren't allowed to do it. Because there is hentai moments in the second season that wasn't in the first.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I should have re-listened to the last review we did.
Probably.
And see the
rating for it?
Yeah. Huh. I don't remember what we did. It must have been like 5 or 6 or something.
Yeah, I can't imagine it was any more than that, unless we did what we're doing now and rating it.
No,
I don't think we did.
We definitely gave it a rating and a review. Yeah. I do remember.
I'm going to rate it this time, but I'm giving it a class of its own because I just can't.
You're right.
No. I just can't rate it against regular anime. It's not what it is.
No, you can't compare it to something as good as, like, Claymore or Eden of the East.
You just can't.
And you can't compare it to something that's terrible, like 801 TTS Airbats or something.
Because this does have a coherent story, it's just not very good.
It's not very good at all, but it's not focused on that. It's focused on, alright, we want to show tits, this is what we're going to do.
Here's some semi-cool fight scenes, but in the fight scene, no matter what, there's going to be tits.
And we're going to introduce different girls into this in different ways.
And there's always going to be tits.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? There would have been nudity of the lower half, but they're not allowed.
Right, in Japan.
It 100% would have happened with all the weird shots they put in, but they're just not allowed.
Right. So, I don't know, you want to jump into it?
I mean, honestly, I don't even remember where it started in the second season.
I
think they were, like, in an inn.
No, I remember where it started, because because at the end of the first season, that giant monster, they're headed to the Queen's Blade.
The big titted monster.
Yeah. So, they kill that thing, and the second season opens up with everybody in the city where the tournament for the Queen's Blade.
And it's like 5 minutes on each character, I remember now. They zoom in, all right, this is what this character's doing at the moment. Then they zoom in on another character for a minute.
Right. So, and it's just pretty much a recap of that. And we get introduced to new characters. One of them has a staff that's like an octopus.
More like a weird space alien that likes to put its tentacles inside of you.
Yeah, or maybe
they do, however, limit it to just her mouth.
Yeah, it was just her mouth, and they don't really show it as much in the beginning. It's in shadow a lot of the time.
There's one clear scene at the end, and she's kind of liking it, which was really odd at that point.
But at the same time, you know that it's going in other places.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, that's something I was actually kind of surprised of, because clearly they can't show it, but they could have alluded to it.
Right.
They could have shown a tentacle going under her skirt. And just for a second, and then it would have been like, oh, okay, I see what's happening.
They didn't do that.
They didn't.
I could have sworn they did.
I don't think they did.
I think they.
Maybe you were watching a little more intently.
Maybe I was. But It was also, the tentacle monster thing was a demon, I think.
Yeah, yeah, and it would only, like, attack her in that way if she showed fear.
Yeah.
Or if she flinched or anything like that.
Because she was a very timid girl who just so happened to be connected to the main characters.
Yeah, yeah.
She was a servant of the little annoying sister.
And that when she's in the Queen's Blade competition and she's fighting her opponent, her very first battle fighting her, the very first opponent, that used to be her master.
Yeah, but at the same time, they kind of explain that away, the Queen's setting up the matches the way she wants to, blah, 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 blah.
What more shit?
So, there's another change in this. They show men.
Yeah, you actually see guys a couple times, which is very surprising.
The only time the men get any screen time is when the one takes the little elf girl, throws her down, and tries to rape her.
Oh, God, the flat-chested elf girl, which, by the way, the only time you don't see titties is when it's on a flat-chested person. You never see her tits. Not that I mind, right? I'm not complaining.
Right.
It's just weird. You only see big titties.
Well, all the guys have no shirts, so I figure...
Yeah, we might as well, right?
Honestly, this season just sets up like a tournament shonen.
Yeah, and it's really all the season is a tournament.
Yeah.
Beginning to end, it's a tournament.
Pretty much.
There's a couple setup episodes where like she has to get her sword repaired.
Yeah.
But nothing crazy.
The queen kidnaps and brainwashes Risty of
the
benevolent bandit of the North.
Oh, and then she's in this gothic outfit.
Yeah. Which somehow was more conservative than her old outfit.
Yeah.
Even though it was, like, nothing.
Yeah. Really odd. The one Japanese warrior with the kimono, you know what I'm talking about? She's got the sword and the horns.
The second main girl.
Yeah, the second main girl. She, something I just wanted to bring up is that a couple times in the second season, she brings up, I think 2 or 3 times, she brings up how all the warriors in this country are, like, super...
Scantily clad.
Scantily clad.
Yeah.
But every single time she fights, and she fights a lot, every single time she fights, her tits come out. Well, motherfucker, wear a bra! Wear armor! Don't just wear cloth kimono to a sword fight.
I'm just gonna point out, maybe bras and underwear don't exist in this world.
Well, underwear does exist, because you see a lot of thongs.
Okay.
I don't know about bras.
But I don't know if actual underwear exists, because some girls are just wearing snakes.
Well, a lot of them do, but Risty wears, like, a regular thong.
Are you sure they're not just called shorts?
Some really tiny shorts.
Because I don't think I've ever seen shorts in this world.
That's fair. Man, there's a lot going on.
There is a lot going on in this one. It's kind of...
just ridiculous stuff. That's really it. It's just ridiculous stuff. There's the tournament, like we said. At the end of the tournament, Lena wins, the main character.
Lena, the main character, wins and becomes the queen.
And then the demon comes out of the previous queen, because she was sort of controlling her.
It wasn't a demon, it was a fallen angel.
A fallen angel turned into demon, is what they explained it as.
Who loses their power by getting...
Angel's milk. Gets poured on her and she loses her power.
Oh, God.
Now, they never actually tell you where the angel milk comes from, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, really. They purposely pour it on people for a reason.
Oh, Jesus. The white milk.
There's some trauma in this. It's not really good, but there's some drama. Yeah. Like, the kimono girl's scantily clad ninja friend dies, makes her kill her because she's too weak, has too many friends or something.
She's not,
I don't know,
cutthroat enough.
And then we have
the little boy and his mom. His mom gets frozen in the...
Yeah, that's where I was going.
Okay.
Because I was going to bring up the demons.
Yeah, yeah.
The bunny girl's back.
Oh, my God.
And
she's fierce.
She gets frozen in this ice thing that the queen does.
Yeah, like Jurassic Park.
Ember.
Yeah.
The queen can turn people into ember. And then she does it to the Egyptian girl, too.
Yeah, she does it to just about everyone that loses.
Yeah,
except for a few people that can
and
get
then
away from it.
The maid demon, the ghost girl.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So she sort of takes in the little boy under her wing.
She starts to...
mom gets frozen.
Yeah, she turns good, essentially.
Yeah, well, that was actually some half-decent plot development.
That was the best storyline in the show.
She's taking care of the boy, and to stay alive, she has to suck souls out of people.
Uh-huh.
But he doesn't want her to. He wants her to be good, so she doesn't do it, and she eventually evaporates.
And she eventually dies because of it. Well, not
sort of.
You think people die in this? But they all come back.
No one dies in it. Also, one serious criticism, which I really shouldn't have, but I do, of the show, is whenever someone gets hit with a sword, they're never cut. Like, in Lena's battle with Risty, she takes the point of her sword and thrusts it into her. Into her stomach. And she's fine. Couldn't do anything.
Is there blood in this?
I don't think so. And if there is, it's a very tiny amount.
Huh.
There's titty milk, though.
I never noticed. Yeah, I never noticed blood.
I don't think there is.
This show is very good at distracting you.
I haven't even gotten onto my two rolling on the floor moments yet. I haven't gotten to them yet. There's so much ridiculousness.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to know where to even start half the time.
Yeah, pretty much we're just saying all the ridiculous shit, and that's our review. The story's not really there.
So pretty much what ends up happening is they fight in tournament, and then eventually it turns out exactly how you think it's going to turn out in the fights.
No twists, no turns.
You know what was strange, though? The girl with the snake for underwear and her apprentice.
Yeah, she sort of...
She just vanished.
Yeah.
She was in the tournament, she never lost, and she just walks away.
I kind of forgot about her.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It just reminded me. Alright, what are your two moments?
So my two moments is, one is this nun priestess girl, the one with the giant tits. She's a new character. She gets introduced in the second
season. Yeah, I forgot about her.
So she ends up fighting in the Queen's Blade.
For holy purposes.
Whatever. But what's ridiculous about it is her attacks. She has like this sacred holy book that teaches her how to fight. And her attacks are lewd sexual poses. Yes. Like bending over, but she has clothes on, but like bending over and showing her. And there's no way around her. With clothes on. And then like she does that, and this yellow energy ball comes out of her and shoots at her enemies. But that's how she attacks. It's ridiculous.
And then the angel from the first season ends up having the fight in the Queen's Blade, and the nuns just worshiping her. It's so stupid and hilarious at the same time, because eventually the nun gets the angel to start doing the nude lewd poses and stuff like that.
It's so bad. I was dying when she went to fight the angel and started doing those poses. I'm like, what? It was so funny. And then the second moment was in the last episode. So the current queen, before Lena wins the Queen's Blade and becomes queen, she has this pretty much a weird outfit, but she's not wearing any underwear. The only thing covering her bottom part is this weird reptilian, looks like a tail.
Right.
And it's silver, and it sort of comes out from under her and then covers her.
It looks like a penis.
Well, up until the last episode, it didn't really resemble a penis too much.
No, it looked like it was bended up almost like underwear.
Yeah. And then at the very last episode, it sort of becomes erect and shoots off and attacks Lena. And then once it's done attacking her, it right back to where it's supposed to be as underwear. And I was dying. So stupid and ridiculous. Oh my god.
I honestly don't know what to say.
Yeah, there's not much to
say. I'm not, this is the only real fixture in our structure.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm kind of looking forward to Q. You know? It's just hilarious.
I don't feel like we felt that way when we watched the first season. Like, oh yeah, I can't wait for the second season. Now we're like, yeah, I kind of want to watch the third season. Yeah. Like, just because it's ridiculous and funny.
Because, you know, at that time, we had to watch a lot of crap up to that point. But we got into a point where we watched a lot of good stuff too, and this is somewhere in its own class, so we just assumed this was like, this is a bad anime at that time.
Yeah.
It was like, but no, this is something.
It is bad, objectively. It's terrible.
But it's bad in a special kind of way.
I actually recommend watching it. Have fun with it.
Yeah, have fun with it. I mean, if you're like against nudity,
it's not for you.
If you're like really
prudish in any way,
prudish, or you know, against sexism in any way.
I mean, to be fair, it's not really. I mean, it's clearly sexist by the creators, right? But at the same time, they're all strong women.
No, what I mean is, if you're sensitive to sexism,
yeah,
it's gonna bother you.
Yeah,
but
again, they are all strong women. You know what I mean? None of them are, except for. I mean, one or two of them might be kind of weakish, but
yeah, no,
the whole point of the show is very strong.
They're all strong women, but they're all objectified as hell. Oh,
God, so bad. Elena's objectified by her sister, Elena. Yes. Elena and Elena. Really? You couldn't think of a different fucking name.
There is some incestual
God
stuff going on here. I don't even know. There's maybe one heterosexual relationship in this show.
Yeah, the armor. The weaponsmith.
The weaponsmith.
The boy.
And that was only so they could have that little boy in this show.
Yeah. And you see his father and her husband for like a minute. Not even.
Well, she gets frozen like two episodes in. Mm-hmm. So she's gone.
But in the last episode, second to last or last episode, they get unfrozen out of that
emotion. Yeah, and then I hear
that. And you see him for like a moment.
So you know what's interesting? I actually read the synopsis of the third season, and it looks like it doesn't follow the same characters.
God.
It looks like it jumps ahead, and it's kind of sounds like Lena turns evil.
Really? Maybe? Yeah. Hey, absolute power, right?
Maybe. I don't know. Like I said, I only read the synopsis part of it, because, you know, when you hit next episode, it gets to the next episode, and I just saw it, and I was like, oh, so.
I mean, look, if I'm going to give it a rating, because I have to give everything a rating, but like I said earlier, it's in a class of its own. It's in its own sub-genre category, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
I'm giving it a 10. It's enjoyable for what it is. I laughed really hard. Now, if it was an objective score, 1 or 2, it's terrible.
No, not even objectively 1 or 2, because objectively, it's better than 81 TTS Airbase.
We gave that one a 1, right?
We gave that one a 1. It's better than Kuikaze. It's better than Kuikaze.
I gave like a negative 10 for that one.
But I gave that one a 2.
Ugh.
It's better than Divergence Eve, which we gave a 3-2. So it's at least a 4 or 5.
Jesus Christ.
Just of it on its absurdity on its own. You know?
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
4 or 5. Because 4.5 is what I'm giving.
This was enjoyable. Even though it's crap, it was enjoyable. It wasn't infuriating. It wasn't boring. It holds on its own.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it's, and that's all you can really ask for something.
Especially something like this.
Yes. As far as entertainment wise goes, that's all you can really ask for. It's an easy 4 or 5.
There you go. Next category is category R.
Hold on. What are you spinning?
QRS.
Well, no. No, I'm just thinking. I was thinking we usually compare the animes.
To the previous one. The previous one was the first season.
So, okay, which one? What season?
Which season?
Yeah.
I would say this season.
Yeah, the second season was definitely better.
I have fonder memories.
Although, the first episode of the first season.
Oh, God, that was pure gold.
The
titty milk?
Exploding titty
milk.
Oh,
my God. That blew my mind. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're even after because of that. Just because of that one episode.
Maybe. But you know,
you do see her fight with her titty milk a bit in the second season.
Yeah.
Like, towards the end of the season, she's fighting some bats, and she's using, or, I don't know, her sword or whatever the f*** she has, and then her tits squirt milk randomly at the bats.
So, and the more I'm thinking about it, the way we were reacting, we never react to this too about any other show, so.
Yeah.
That's gotta have its merits in its own
way. Yeah, I think so. Alright, so category R.
Yeah, that's been this time.
What do we got?
Oh, wow. We almost
what?
Got.
What? Oh, almost.
We almost got Rurouni Kenshi.
Restaurant to Another World.
We almost got Rurouni Kenshi again.
Yeah.
So.
We almost got that rain one we were talking about, too.
Yeah.
Right before.
So, that's interesting.
Let's look at what Restaurant to Another World is. It's done that for the past 10.
It sounds ridiculous.
It does sound ridiculous. R-E.
There. How many episodes is it, first of all?
12.
Oh, hey, that's perfect.
God. Comedy fantasy mystery. At the bottom floor of the building with the dogs. What? In the shopping district near the office street, there lies a cafeteria named Yoshoku no Oh, that's too much for me to care if you have shit about.
Yoshoku no Nikuya.
That has an illustration of a cat on the door. That's such a weird paragraph. It's been open for 50 years and has satisfied various salary men from nearby offices.
Okay.
Despite it being called a Western cuisine cafeteria, it also provides other varieties of menu.
Uh-huh.
Oh, what?
For the people of the certain
one
world.
One secret, cafeteria is closed to the public every Saturday, blah, blah, to make way for special guests.
When a bell rings, customers from different places
guests observe. Find them to be more exotic than what they used to.
As the cafeteria aims to serve masterpieces, it
it's
usually
only comedy, fantasy, and mystery, so I don't think it's going to be too sexual. There are tags for that, you know.
There is?
Yeah, well, let's click on a.
I don't think there is.
Let's go back to Queensblade and see what the tag is for them.
Yeah, no.
Wow, there are tags for it. It's just not on Queensblade. That's weird.
No, it's. I don't think
Ichi,
it's.
There's all kinds of tags for sexual shit.
Yeah, but not like explicit stuff.
Yeah.
It's more genre defined and rather explicit.
Mm.
But I'm sure the restaurant from Another World is just, honestly, they're just talking about cuisine.
Yeah, I think that's all it's going to be.
So,
I guess we're in for 12 episodes of hell. We'll see. Who knows? It might be good.
We've been surprised before.
We have been surprised before.
So.
Alright, guys. Next episode, Something Kitchen.
Restaurant from Another World.
There we go.
Alright. Bye.
Bye.
Hello, TJ here from Anime and NASA. I just want to let you guys, girls, peoples know that we have a Twitter account now. It is at Anime and Us on Twitter. I'll be posting episode updates on there every time I release a new one from now on. So, if you're interested in that, follow us on Twitter.
or, you know, I don't know how often I'll be posted on there. I'm not really a social media kind of guy, but I'll try to look into it from time to time and answer questions there. But if you really have any questions or any concerns or just notes or anything you want to let us know at all, we now have an email address for the website. It is animeandus@gmail.com. animeandus@gmail.com. That's the word and, A-N-D, not the end symbol. So, I just want to let you people know that's where we stand. You now have ways to get in to contact us if you want. And that's about it. Talk to you later. Bye.